If you don't understand the story, it can almost seem like something went wrong. If you're one of the disciples, you're so excited. Oh, finally everyone's discovering Jesus is the Messiah. This is fantastic. But then before you know it, he's betrayed by one of his own, Judas Iscariot. He's arrested on trumped up charges, sent to some crazy kangaroo court of injustice, really appearing before the high priest. And then before Pontius Pilate, then sent over to Herod, then back to Pilate. And before you know it, this whole chain of events are unfolding. But these were really part of God's plan from the beginning, weren't they?
Absolutely. I mean, we've got passages of Scripture, Acts chapter 4, for instance, where it says this in a message that was brought by Peter, and actually in a prayer at this point. But he's saying, indeed, Herod and Pontius Pilate, and this is in Acts 4:27. Indeed, Herod and Pontius Pilate met together with the Gentiles and the people of Israel in the city to conspire against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed. They did what your power and will had decided beforehand should happen. And there are people who are saying that, you know, the cross wasn't God's idea. It's just something people did over here. Well, it is something people did and are fully accountable for. But God in his plan knew that the only way to deliver us from our sins was through the atoning work of Jesus on Good Friday and then the resurrection of Christ on Easter Sunday. And what a powerful message. That's the same gospel message 2,000 years ago that transforms our lives today.
That's right.